Welcome to the FCFC pod, where a scholar misses another scholar and another gentleman who's aspiring to be a scholar as he studies his various interests. It's your boy Dweez coming to you from Kamakura, Japan. It is a full week now since I had the pleasure of hosting LFC original Pat Aviles here in Kamakura for a couple of days. The stars aligned. We had Walter from Expos and Ipe from Expos over to the house, had ourselves a watch party in Kamakura, Japan, and it was a beautiful thing. The game itself, 0-0, and as I'm recording this now, a week later, LAFC are down 1-0 at Minnesota in the 27th minute. Having a little tea time with myself, missing everyone in the black and gold community, everyone in my world of Los Angeles, but grateful for the continued visitors out here. And please, if you do come out to Japan or this part of the world, reach out. Let's get together, or at the very least, come in and have some tea. My tea today is a kabuse cha, a covered green tea, grown in the shade for a couple of weeks. Type of sencha, really. This particular one's from Wazuka in Kyoto. It's like really umami, almost like drinking soup. And yeah, I'm just lost in the soup over here, everyone. But it's a good kind of loss and a good kind of soup. Miss you all. Hope you enjoy this brief LAFC, FCFC dispatch. And, you know, just keep your ears peeled. Keep your eyes peeled. You never know when FCFC comes back into your life. In that way, the backyard lasts forever, whether that backyard becomes a tea room or wherever you are right now. It's St. Patrick's Day here in Kamakura already, and just wishing all of you a safe celebratory weekend. It's a special day for me and people in my world, being of mostly Irish descent, and having this green tea to honor that occasion, but hoping all of you who have the harsher spirits, the JMOs, the Redbreasts, the Guinnesses, that you all do so safely and with the presence of friends and people you love. Dweez out. Much love to you. Enjoy this dispatch.
FCFC.
In black.
FFC, FFC.
Good people of Los Angeles and good people of Kamakura, we are recording an FCFC pod at Budlong East. That's right. We're watching LAFC play Sporting Kansas City. It's the 60th minute and Edward Atuesta is yelling at the referee. But I have here the man himself, Tycho Walt, whose story we're about to get into about his beautiful trip to Japan. We have Ipe, who's here, as everyone knows, the most famous LAFC fan in Japan. And we have Pat, LAFC Pat, actually in the building. We are all sitting on tatami mats. The volume is really low, and we're enjoying some tonkatsu bento boxes. So that's what's happening. This is an impromptu, inspired by Walter's adventure FCFC episode. And who would have thought we're having an LAFC watch party in Kamakura, Japan? So We'll start with Walter. Right. Walter, why did you come to Japan?
So, Jamie, my fiance, and I are here in Japan. We've been here since February 8th, and we're leaving March 19th. But the reason we came is because there's a J-pop group called Travis Japan, who did a study abroad in Los Angeles in 2022. And Jamie is a fan, and I didn't know who they were, and then I became a fan. And while we were in LA, I am an LA sports fan. I'm a sports fan in general, so I'm naturally loud when it comes to events. And we went to this event called Rising Japan Music, or no, I'm sorry, World of Dance. It was a dance competition in Anaheim at the House of Blues. And I was like, hey, Jamie, I don't know anything about this group. Who's your favorite member? And she goes, his name's Umi. And I said, okay, I'm going to yell for Umi, like really loud. So when he walked by, when the whole group walked by, I just like, Umi! And so, so, yeah.
And so that's
not the whole story. That's not the whole story. I'm just like,
you're caught up?
Yeah. So after that, then it was, yeah. So after their performance, I never really got into J-pop. So I was like, you know, I kind of like, oh, that's kind of weird. But I watched their performance and these guys killed it. I mean, they killed it. So I was like, oh, these guys are actually pretty cool. So then I started following them with Jamie. And then because they were in LA, they had a bunch of other events lined up. So the next event was this thing called Rising Japan Music Festival. And I mean, you think music festivals, you think Warp Tour, you think Coachella, you think like that, right? So I'm like, oh, dude, I'm going to go hard at this thing. And we showed up and it was really hot. It was in the middle of nowhere. It was in Norco, California. And there wasn't that many people there. So when I got really loud, I didn't realize that behind me was a camera. And it was being live streamed in Japan when I yelled for Umi. And that's when I, that time I was like, you're my boy, Umi! And it just totally cut him off. Like no, it didn't cut him off. But he was like, he was about to introduce himself, or he was just finished introducing himself. And right when I said it, he like, huh? What did you say? And I was like, you know, so after, and again, it was live streamed in Japan. So I guess a bunch of people saw it. And then like on Twitter and stuff, people were like, who's this like American male fan of Umi and Travis Japan? It's kind of weird. And so we went to a few more events while they were here in LA. And by this time, I'm actually a fan of Travis Japan, right? Now I'm like in it. I'm like, oh, this is, I love them. They're so good.
Especially Umi.
Especially Umi, right? That's my boy. That's my boy. So they debuted. So they were still like a junior group while they were in LA, but then they debuted. They became like a official, like professional group, I guess. And they signed with Capitol Records. So they're under Capitol Records. Here, or not here in Kamakura, but in LA. So their first single, Just Dance, it's a really good song, but they had a tour for their debut, you know, as official Johnny's Idols, or I don't know what they're called now, but oh my god, sorry. So for everybody listening, we're also watching the game, so that's why I was like, oh my god,
Maddie Bogus just hit the crossbar.
Yep.
So we got tickets for their tour in Japan in 2023. So we came and I was posting on Instagram, you know, before like, oh, I'm going to Japan, you know, like around this time. And then, you know, Twitter started kind of buzzing like, hey, Taiko Walt-san said that he's going to be in Japan in this time. That's when the Travis Japan tour is happening. I wonder if he's coming to the Travis Japan tour.
The rumor mill starts going nuts.
The internet's buzzing.
Yeah, it was so crazy. And so we finally landed in Japan for their tour. And I was getting messages nonstop from people like, are you going to this show? Can I meet you? You know, are you going to this show? Can I come and say hi? And at this point, I'm kind of like, oh, this is kind of a trip, you know, like I'm not anybody, you know, I'm just Walter. And, it was cool. You know, I met a lot of people, And I brought a lot of gifts from LA. You know, we have a bunch of candy.
Did they start following you on?
Oh yeah. So I have so many new friends on Instagram, who, you know, like, I wanted to, I don't know how to explain this, but like, I always thought, you know, when you're little, you want to be a professional baseball player, soccer player, basketball player, police officer. You know, I've been playing taiko my whole life. And so I always thought, like, if I wanted to become famous, I'd want to become famous as a taiko player, if possible. And turns out I became famous for loving Travis Japan, which is totally fine because I will tell you this. I have so many followers now that are Travis Japan fans, but they don't. It's not like they ghost me when I'm not posting about Travis Japan. They are interested in my taiko. They're interested in everything that I'm doing. So in some way, I'm like, oh, I kind of, you know, I do have kind of like a following for what I do as a full-time job, which is playing taiko, teaching taiko. But so it's kind of cool. And, you know, Jamie's been here this whole time with it. You know, Jamie was the one that got me into Travis Japan. So without Jamie, there's no... I don't think I brought up the nickname yet, but my nickname amongst the Travis Japan fans is Umi Oji, and the reason for that is because Umi is the name of the member, but while we were in LA, all of the fans were like, oh, there's like this male fan, you know, we don't know how old he is probably, so he's like Oji-san, yeah. And so that's why they call me Umi Oji.
This is the most beautiful story I think I've ever heard in my life. Keep going, I'm all.
Oh no, but that's pretty much it. So
but
like,
you have so many like new friends now that you would never.
Yeah, I would never. I mean, literally, like when we were in Japan, there's people that are reaching out to me and like, please, you know, if you're gonna be in this town, please go here. I've been getting like recs for places. I've been, you know, people have been wanting to like hang out and take us around. We've met so many people through this Travis Japan circle that. You know, I hope that they can come to LA and visit us and we can show them the same hospitality that they showed me and Jamie while we were here. Yeah.
You're quite possibly the most famous Travis Japan fan on the planet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Most recognizable.
most
stands out the most.
But, you know, like the fan culture of Japan and America is so different, right? Of course, the similarities are we love the whatever it is, right? We're fans of the group, we're fans of the team. One thing that I hope, and it's really culture shock for me, is that because I am kind of loud, that when I went to concerts I do yell, I do get kind of loud, and in Japan it's not loud, it doesn't get wild like that. So when we went to the first arena, there was, I think it was like 16,000 seat arena. And I was like, oh, Jamie, I'm going to yell, but nobody's going to hear me. So it's cool. I could just be, you know, myself. I could just yell, have a great time. Man, I yelled, and it was so quiet. It echoed and bounced back and hit me. I felt like I was mic'd. So it was the craziest thing. So so last night was our last concert that we were going to on this Japan trip.
And how many shows was it total that you guys saw?
This time, we went to three. So we went to two in Fukuoka and then one in Shizuoka.
Yeah.
So last night's concert was our last one. So I kind of told Jim, I was like, well, you know, I'm going to go kind of hard at this one,
yeah.
Right? I'm gonna yell for Travis Japan, but I'm also going to bring back the single Umi chant, right?
Yeah.
And so
Umi-oji.
I did it three times. I yelled for Travis Japan. I yelled for Umi. You know, I don't really follow, well, actually, I don't, it's not that I don't follow, but I'm sure on social media, there's a lot of people, you know, who post about, you know, me, and it's positive, negative, it doesn't really matter, but, you know, for this group, their main goal was to be globally recognized. They want to become famous all over the world, and I think one thing that all of us fans have to remember is wherever we are in the world, wherever they're performing, the culture is going to be different. So like when they come to LA, it's going to be rowdy and it's going to be, you know, like really loud. I feel like you can have a little taste of that in Japan. I feel like I feel like performers feed off of the energy of the fans. So I think if you cheered a little bit, or if you got a little bit loud, a little bit, you know, noisy during these concerts, I feel like the performers, whether it's Travis Japan or any performer that's on stage, whether it's music, sports, they feed off of that energy. So, you know, like, to me, I felt like last night's show was really fun. I mean, it was a party. I mean, there was other people yelling, and it was really cool. So, you know, even if it's like that much for concerts, I think just that much is perfect. It'll be good. Oh my God. Okay.
Hugo Lloris is making some good saves. Right?
Yeah. Nice. But yeah, so that's my Travis Japan story. And I love Travis Japan. Journey. Listeners of the FCFC pod, check out Travis Japan on Spotify. Their new single's coming out next week, TGI Friday Night.
Yes.
My favorite song is Love Tag, so we're going to play that song before we leave today because that's my favorite song.
Yeah, we are.
Shout out to all seven of the boys, Umi, Chaka, Genta, Noel, Shizu, Shime. Shout out to Jamie. Shout out to all of my friends here in Japan. Dweez, thank you so much for hosting us at this watch party.
Oh my God.
Pat, I can't believe I'm seeing you in Japan, even though I'm pretty sure we live like 15 minutes away from each other.
I can't believe I'm eating with the famous
But yeah, no, this Japan is like a second home to me now. I mean, and it's because of people like you, Dweez. It's because of the Travis Japan fans that have really... Wow. Welcomed us. I mean, yeah. Omotenashi is what it is.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
Yeah. But okay. Anyway.
No, I just wanted to say, like, I put Walter on the spot super bad right now and interrupted our nice lunch because I felt I needed to capture this beautiful moment. And it was, like, screaming out to me. I was like, I gotta just, you know, we haven't released an FCFC in almost a year. The last one was the last time we were in Yokohama doing the things with Q. So, I want to shout out to Slim and Josh. Shout out to Slim and Josh. We miss you guys. Maybe I can't wait for you guys to come out here and have your own watch party in the tatami room. But thank you, Walter, for like sharing that, and Jamie for letting Walter share that amazing story. And while I'm on this side of the table, Pat.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah. Tell me about you came to Asia for the first time. You visited Ben Chi for a week. Shout out to Ben Chi, also the glorious host of Seoul, the chapter of LAFC Universe in Seoul. I'm the chapter of LAFC Universe in Japan with Ipe. And you spent a week there, now a week here, and you're going back in a couple days. We're watching the game. How does it feel to be watching the game? I don't know. Tell me whatever you want to tell me.
This is amazing. So first of all, like you said, my first trip in Asia ever, and I'm loving it. Like, I went to Seoul, Korea to visit Ben Chi. It was awesome. If any of you know too, I was traveling with the legendary Alex Sale, who's an LAFC original from the early days. So we visited Ben. We got to know some of his friends there in Seoul. We got to see some projects that he was working on, an amazing new store and cafe pop-up in Seoul for PSG. Really beautiful, working with the brand Over the Pitch. Shout out Over the Pitch and Hogan and everybody there. But yeah, I loved it. I mean, obviously the food, the nightlife, the different cultures, the music, the fashion, I'm soaking it all up. I love every minute of it. It's so inspiring. It's been so nice to get out of LA and see a different part of the world. And then, you know, after Seoul, took the flight here to Japan, landed in Tokyo, did Tokyo for a couple days. Super awesome, again, inspiring, like going to the little thrift shops and vintage shops. I'm geeking out about the vintage motorcycles on the roads and just everything, all the lights and the sounds and the sights. And then it's been so refreshing this weekend. And I'm so honored and grateful that you and Sachi and Hoji have let me into your home.
Yeah.
And I visited the beautiful Kamakura here in Japan.
Yes.
And we're now all of... Sorry, Ipe, but I have to interrupt.
Interrupt.
We're all supporters of... Kamakura International FC.
Yes, we are. Let's push it.
Oh, okay. Ipe is too.
Ipe is too, different. He can have different levels, Love that.
Yeah. No, it's been awesome. Like I said, Kamakura, I encourage everybody to visit here. It's so beautiful. We have a really nice day outside. The sun is shining.
Perfect.
You know, Dweez has been an amazing host. He's taken me on a long hikes. We stopped at shrines. We stopped at temples.
Y'all got naked together too, right?
We got naked this morning at the onsen.
Yeah.
The natural hot springs, literally by what I would call the PCH of Kamakura.
Yeah.
We looked out the window.
Bogus just missed another one. Or is that Denny Buong?
I think it's Denny. Then he's knocking on the door. Yeah. Yeah, it's like I felt the Southern California in me here, watching surfers and then seeing the beautiful picturesque view of Mount Fuji in the background and people driving up and down the coast, and we're just sitting there naked as can be in the hot springs of the onsen. Yeah. Just relaxing in the hot waters.
Yes. Yes, and Pat did a nice, you had your first Zazen session with the monks.
Yep.
At
yep.
Kenchoji, that was good.
He took me to a temple and we did an introductory Zazen meditation class session.
Yes.
Loved it, loved it. We did 2 15-minute sessions. My first 15 minutes was trash. I fell asleep, my legs were cramping up.
But then you got smacked by the stick a couple times. Oh. Yeah. And that woke you up, right?
That woke me up, and then the second session, I was locked in.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm full Zazen Buddhism now.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
This is Japan.
Yeah, Ipe, tell, how does it feel to have these LAFC people in your home country watching
so weird,
LAFC?
Last time I saw the game with Alex in Kyoto for the final last year was also weird in Kyoto.
Yeah.
But this time, all of us here, Expo, from the club, Dweezy here, in Kamakura, Japan. So crazy, but I really love it. I'm so happy to be here to watch the game. Hopefully they win the game tonight.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Like, we've seen Ipe come visit us so many times in LA at BMO Stadium and even in other away trips in the United States.
So even Leon.
Even Leon in Mexico, right?
Yeah, I did.
Champions League.
I think, Ipe, your first trip with LAFC was actually not even a home game, right? It was New York. Was it NYCFC?
What I mean, the first game?
The first time you came to watch LAFC.
LAFC was the very first game.
Oh, the first game. It wasn't even a home game. That's what
it was a home game.
Yeah. That was the opening of the bank.
The beginning,
Yeah. No, and to see you so many times, you made so many trips out there.
Right.
It feels really good. It feels really good to connect with you out here in your home.
Me too.
In Japan and watch this game together.
Yeah.
To be with Walter and everybody. Like, it's unreal. This is the power of the community that we all built together.
I agree.
We try to keep going. Is, you know, we like soccer, but it's so much more than that.
All right. I think it's about the people.
Yeah.
You said the global, Walter was talking about Travis Japan, he was talking about like the global reach. They want to become global, right?
Yeah.
And it's interesting that we've all watched LAFC become more global,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I'm looking forward to the day. I'm at the point, yes, of course I want more trophies, but I'm looking forward to the day when LAFC comes on their tour to Asia, and they come tour Korea, and they come tour Japan, and they do some overseas stuff that way. I know it's difficult because the preseasons line up differently, but...
we'll figure something out.
Yeah, we got to figure something out.
We'll figure something out.
And I wanted to say, I think that your Taiko pursuits are right on track, and I think that they're, like, happening in their own way, and, like, Walter, like, it's so cool to be with Walter, like, the heartbeat of the North End, right?
Literally,
the guy who's,
the director
like, drunk,
of drums.
Who's directing the drums in the North End, who's actually unable to drum today because he's all the way in Kamakura, pursuing other musical pursuits, which will have an effect on his own musical pursuits.
Yeah.
It's, like, a really beautiful thing you're doing, man, and he was talking a little bit about his Taiko plans. You want to talk anything more about Taiko in LA?
Yeah, so, for those of you that don't know, I play Japanese drums in Los Angeles. I teach, perform, and that's it. I teach and perform. But
I teach and perform and live and breathe this
right.
Year. Yeah.
And so here in Japan, or before we came to Japan, I met with a lot of my Taiko people in LA, and they set up really cool events for me. So right now there's a lot of concerts going on. So we've been traveling kind of back and forth. So, I mean, literally... It's like we're Fukuoka to Tokyo to Okayama back to Yokohama. So it's like it's been going like this the whole trip. But the events that we've been going to are really cool. We're ending our trip with a Taiko tournament. I help host a Taiko tournament in Los Angeles. It'll be the weekend of May 18th.
And this is competitive drumming.
This is competitive. This is individual competitive drumming. Here in Japan, it's very competitive, but what's really cool about the competition is it's not really about who's better than who. It's I am now with a bunch of people that love what the same thing I do, and we're able to become friends and do this. We were able to compete against each other in a non like ill-intentioned way. It's like we're making ourselves better, you know. Oh, this guy beat me. I want to be as good as him, so I got to practice more. That's what the mission of our tournament in LA is about. It's not about, you know, I'm better than you. It's about growing the art in Los Angeles, growing the art in the United States. My biggest goal is to start building a bridge between Japan and the United States so we can start, you know, bringing American competitors or American judges to Japan and bringing Japanese competitors and Japanese judges to Los Angeles. And hopefully that works in the next, you know, 5 years.
Yeah, I do. I think
it's the plan.
Yeah, I think it's on its way.
And we'll host the biggest tournament at BMO Stadium.
Yeah. I mean, this
and Travis Japan will open for it. There it is.
That's the full circle.
There it is.
That's the full circle. You just spoke it into being.
Yeah.
Were you going to say, Pat?
I was going to say, I think this is, like, you know, truly what it means to be, you know, World City, World Game, you know? Like, there's a lot of talk right now about LAFC going global, right? Mm. But I think that means different things. Like, yeah, there's these pressures or expectations or ambitions to be a global team, like a Manchester United or a Bayern Munich or whoever. But at the same time, I think what this really means is we're doing it right now. Right. We're LAC is going global because Dweez, you're here because of Ipe, what you've done in Japan and your travels with LAFC. When we were at Qatar at the World Cup and there was the Brazilian LAFC fans flying the flag with the Brazil and the LAFC logo.
Yeah. Shout out Debo.
Like, Debo, exactly. So, like, that's LAFC going global. It's because the people, the supporters, the fans.
And we got a goal. Denny is just, he's just, Denny, hasn't got the touch tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, like,
it's. We're in the 81st minute now and we almost had another one, but it's
close. Close. We gotta put away Kansas City here. No, it's the people. That's how you get global in a real authentic way, I think, and you build the communities. Like, you know, to roll up here in Kamakura and see you on the side of the street.
Yeah,
wearing the 3252.
And you saw me. Dude, you saw me. Like, I was pulling up the car in, like, a pretty nondescript car, but Walter's just like, no, but you had this, like, x-ray vision, like, like, looking all around.
Oh, yeah.
Found me. He's just like looking straight at me. Like, how did he see me?
I was like, because I was scanning, because I was like, oh, they said that they were going to be here. We thought we were running late. So I was like, oh, shoot, maybe they passed by. Mm-hmm. So I'm like looking, and then I just see this car, and I see just a beard. And I was like, and then I see a little hand out the window. It's Pat.
Yeah. Well, you saw Anglo Pat with Chilean Dweez.
Right.
You got to post that picture of us at
the
dinner the other night.
Oh, man. This has been such a hoot. I don't know. I'm going to keep this FCFC short. I think we're going to enjoy these last 10 minutes of me not interrupting everyone's afternoon with the recording. But I wanted to, I feel like I needed to capture this moment in time. Because of your guys' journey, that's really, like, crazy, blew my mind. I didn't even know. When you showed up, I'm like, oh, they're just, like, visiting Japan. I didn't know you had a whole operation going on.
Yeah, no, we.
And then Ipe, the fact that he was able to come today. Thank you to Ipe's better half for letting him come watch the game today. Or, you know, being willing to change some afternoon plans.
Thank you for inviting me.
And then, in, like, a couple hours, we're all going to go our separate ways. And, you know, who knows, we'll ever have a Bud Long East watch party quite like this again. So maybe the next time it'll be a different assembly of people. So I wanted to capture the moment, so thank you guys for that. And all the FCFC loyal listeners out there, new listeners, man, the backyard's come a long way. It's moved into a tatami room, but the spirit of FCFC lives, and you never know when a new episode might be coming your way, so be careful.
Dweez, let's leave the people with some Japanese. How do you say black and gold in Japanese? Or anything
else. On the spot, look at Ipe knows.
I mean, it'd be kin kudo? And kudo. Would you say kudo kin?
Kudo is, yeah, black and
kudo
gold
kin?
Is kin. So kudo kin.
Kudo kin?
Kudo kin.
Would you say kudo to kin?
Kudo to kin, yeah, black and gold.
Kudo to kin.
Kudo to kin.
Kudo to kin.
That's it? Kudo to kin?
How do you say fuck the galaxy?
You don't have to, because they already know.
Thank you, Dweez.
Yeah. Thank you,
Dweez. Thank you. Arigato.
And to all those in the bank right now and to the future banks going forward, there's also a bar called The Bank in Kamakura, and should you come... We thought they were going to have another goal, or a goal. It's our boy, D. Martinez. And
debut today.
That's it. Hoji's in my lap. We got some tonkatsu to finish up and drinks to have, pictures to take. We love you guys. Miss
love
you guys.
You.
Come on to Japan. Yeah. And if you can't come to Japan,
see you guys back in LA.
See you back in LA.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Okini.
Okini.
FSA FSA FCFC. FSA FSA FCFC. FSA FSA. FSA.